Okay.
What's your coach?
It's
George, how you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself? I tell you what, it's our last camp here. It's a great appreciation to the university for making this a great place to hold camp. The fans being able to come out and support us, it's really been a blessing here, and we've really enjoyed our time here. That's why we started off a couple days with the rookies, got some good work in with them, we've had good weather, now the veterans are in here, and it's been good work thus far.
Hey, George, Coach Zimmer is saying he's probably going to let you call a game in the preseason. Do you know what game that might be, and how do you feel about possibly taking over play calling this year?
No specifics on anything like that. You'd have to talk to Coach Zimmer about it, but anything Coach Zimmer needs me to do, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get this team prepared to win. He knows that, and whatever the best course we need to take, we'll do those things. Anytime you get an opportunity to do something like that, you're excited about it, and but we just got to do our best to getting our players prepared each and every week, and that's what we're trying to do.
What kind of difference potentially could it make if you're calling plays this year? I mean, Coach Zimmer's talked about maybe managing the game more. He can maybe concentrate on some other facets. What would be a potential advantage if it turns out in that way?
Again, obviously, it would give him, more time to do more things in between series, those types of deals. And, as far as managing the game, helping out with the offense more. But, whatever our best course is, it's about getting these players prepared and whatever the best course to do that to go out and win the football game.
What do you think you showed in that Cowboys game last year? You called plays, and obviously it was a very effective game by the defense.
Well, again, I think our players went out and played, extremely hard, gave us a chance to win the football game. Unfortunately, we didn't finish it off there at the end. But, I think the thing that showed up is that we've got really good players, and they're going to go out and execute no matter who's calling a game or what the situation is. They know they're going to line up and play hard.
One more question for me on that topic. If it's Buffalo you're calling, how would you feel going back there, an old stomping ground?
Yeah, I've called quite a few games there in Buffalo. I was there for 2 years as defense coordinator. So, definitely have spent an extended time there in Orchard Park and, whatever the situation holds.
It never takes long for a coordinator to pick out a rookie like McKenzie Alexander last year. Is that just the way it is in the NFL?
I think it's done on an individual basis. Each player is a little bit different to how quick they can adjust and adapt to the game. He really hadn't played a whole lot of nickel when he was in college. Then all of a sudden he come in, we're asking him to do sort of the same thing we did with Trey the year before. We tried to move him in and play some nickels. So, that's what we do, when rookies come in and see what their skill set is and then try to utilize it within us, framework of our scheme.
How do you feel about his improvement from last year through where he's at?
Definitely see an improvement. What we saw in the offseason, his attention to detail and all those types of deals. And now, he's just got to get out here on the field and execute and be able to handle the calls and communications and all those things and sort of get an accountability and a trust for the guys around him. And he's done a good job so far, but, we'll just see how he progresses and continues to process it as we go through training camp. We're looking forward to seeing him coming out here and work every day. Well, the big thing is you see it here, even in the first 3 days, we're playing off coverage, which, we run a lot more press than we do off. But it's good work for us because certain things that offenses do require us to get off. So, the rules are what they are. You'd like to be able to press in the off season, but that's not the hand that we're dealt, so we make the most out of the situation we have.
Is that contact with Mets? I mean, contact on the offensive defensive line in the off season. The contact with press coverage doesn't seem like it's anything.
I agree with you, but that wasn't what came out of the CBA. So, again, I don't make the rules. I know what I would like to do, but we have to follow them. And like you said, it's tough when we press as much as we do and don't get a chance to work on it in the offseason. We've got some good candidates in here that are working their butts off right now. You got, Tom. You've got Tone, all right, you've got Will. So we've got some good guys in there. We've got some young guys that we've drafted and picked up as free agents that are also working in there. So we're excited about the competition, and we're just going to take it day by day, let them compete, and, the best man will win out in that situation. Of course, we do a lot of rotation with our defensive line, so different guys doing different jobs as we go through. We'll see the specifics of it as we work through camp and be able to get the most out of those guys.
George, do you see Terrence Newman maybe kind of shaping up as like a utility infielder type of guy? Waynes might start on the outside and McKenzie is a nickel, but it seems like there's, you know, he's versatile. He can slide somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, Terrence has played every position in the secondary for us. He's played safety. He's played nickel. He's played corner. I mean, his versatility for us in that group is definitely a plus, and he's an unselfish guy. He's a true professional, and wherever you ask him to do, he's going to prepare like a pro and go out there and be and execute whatever it is that we're asking him to do.
Is there something about Alexander's skill set that makes him good in the spot?
I think he's got very good short area quickness. He also has a long speed to cover some of the routes down the field. We saw this when he was coming out. You know, like I said, it was a transition for him last year. He's kind of adopted more into that role now, and, you know, he's competing in it. But he's got definitely got the skill set that we're looking for to compete inside at the nickel. I think the biggest thing is just consistency. The thing we're preaching with everybody right now is we want to see high energy, high effort to the football. Okay, we want to see consistency in the play and be the impact player that you are. You know what I mean? As far as when you go to do your job, you do it as the best level that you're able to do it with. But we want to see that consistent, day in and day out, play in and play out. So that's the biggest thing we're preaching right now for everybody, is we want to be consistent in the fundamentals and techniques that we're asking to do. But the biggest thing, the one thing you can't control, is how hard you play.
For Alexander specifically, what do you want to see out of him to get full confidence that he can be the guy in there?
Same thing. Experience is going to come with playing time, but we want to see a level of consistency day in and day out, play in and play out. That's the big thing that we're preaching to him right now. We want to see that he understands all the concepts, the different things the offense is going to try to do to us, which we're getting a good foundation, you know, working against our offense. So that's the biggest thing we're looking for, is consistency to come out here every day and compete at the highest level.
Without Greenway in the lineup this year, how do you fill that void both in production and leadership value?
You know, Chad was an extreme leader, great guy in the locker room, great guy off the field, great guy on the field. I mean, it's hard to describe, you know, what he brought to this football team. But we've got a group of young guys in there, linebackers, that really don't have as much experience at it. But they're battling through camp. They'll continue to battle through camp. And, again, you know, we'll look for them to see who's the most consistent every day, take the skill set that they have, adapt them into the scheme, and try to adjust it as best we can.
And out of those young guys, only been a couple days, but has anybody stuck out?
Yeah, you know, it's too early to say. I mean, we just had the vets out here one day. We had a walkthrough this morning. You know, camp's a pretty long time, so we got a lot of work ahead of us and a lot of things to evaluate, and we're excited about the process. Not trying to get ahead of the process too far, all right?
From OTAs until now, what have you seen out of Tayshaun Bauer?
You know, he's really done a lot of good things for a young guy coming in that, you know, really played a little bit different than college. He's really picked up schematically, fundamentally, what we're trying to do. And you can tell he's worked in between that period, between OTAs and now. There's a lot of recall for him, especially in the footwork, the fundamentals that we're teaching at the position. And, you know, we'll see how it goes through training camp, but he's off to a good start.
Physically, what do you like about him?
Well, you know, we hadn't been in pads yet, but we've been out here in just, you know, our T-shirts and things like that. He's done a good job with his hand placement, showing the ability to hold a point. Good contact balance, okay? He's really, you know, starting to learn a little bit more about the pass rush. Hopefully that'll continue to improve as we work through the preseason.
Coach, how have you, from your perspective, seen the nickel position change over the years or become more significant?
I mean, we get a lot more what we call King's personnel, where there's three receivers on the field. So, you know, last year I think it was up to almost, you know, 67-70% of the game is played with a nickel on the game. So definitely he's become a significant part of, you know, what we try to do schematically, what we're trying to do match up in the different coverages and those types of deals. When I can remember, that was a long time ago, when I first came into the league, it wasn't nearly as much three wide receiver sets. But now it seems like every week the majority of your game is going to be out of what we call King's personnel, three receivers, one tight end, one back. So he's become extremely important, a lot more important over the last 5 years. Well, you know, again, you know, he's out here, he's competing, he's working hard every day. He's to this point, he's gotten a position to have a chance right there, and we're just going to look the same way. Look for him to continue to grow, continue to keep increasing his knowledge of the game, what we're asking him to do schematically, and just go out every day and be consistent and play hard. And so far he's done that, and we'll just look at him to keep progressing as we continue down the road.
Couple last ones for Coach.
Once,
twice, sold.
Thank you. That's it.